code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on August the 17th, 2009. For newcomers, I suggest you look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com website. And when you're at it, on the front page there, bookmark all the other sites I have up there, because once in a while the main servers go down. It's becoming a bit more common, actually. And that way you can always download the latest shows for free. There's cuttingthrough.jenkness.com. That one's very dependable. And the rest are cuttingthroughthematrix.net, .us.ca. There's also Alan Watt, cuttingthroughthematrix.ca, and Alan Watt, sentinel.eu. The last site, the European site, also has the same audios as the rest, but it has the addition of transcripts of these audios, at least some of them, which you can download and print up, written in the various languages of Europe. And remember, too, I always say this at the beginning, I should really scatter it throughout the show, that this is probably the only show that's brought to the people by the people themselves, because I don't front for any non-governmental organization, and I don't get money from advertisers. That's how hosts run their shows. And it's up to you to keep me going, because believe you me, I put out probably as much as I take in on repairs and everything else. So it's up to you to keep me going, and you can find out how to do it by going into cuttingthroughthematrix.com website. There's PayPal buttons. There's personal checks within the US and Canada. There's Western Union outside of the Americas. And there's also MoneyGram as well. And for people who can still think for themselves, they can send cash. It still comes through. And for those who simply get the discs passed around, burned by guys with computers, there's a lot of people out there who don't like computers, or they've gone off computers altogether, and they get discs burned, and they play through their CDs. You can get in touch with me at Alan Watt, W-A-T-T, Site 41, Box 4, Estaire, which is E-S-T-A-I-R-E, Ontario, Canada. The postal code is P as in Peter, the number 3, E as in Elizabeth, the number 4, N as in Nora, and the number 1, P3E4N1. And you can also buy the books and so on I have for sale on my website. Now, all the shows, all the topics I mention during the broadcast, you can go into the site again, and you'll see the links there at the end of the show every night. It's up within an hour, generally. And you can check the stories out for yourself. I try to use the original material, not stuff about something. I prefer it coming from the sources themselves. And it's up to you to decide what they're really saying. And that's part of the problem today, as most people cannot decipher what they're even reading. It's almost like they've been trained, in fact, from school onwards, to go into a coma when they start reading something. They only remember something which titillates their senses, like sex and so on, or something really scary because they watch so many movies, they like to get scared and so on. But things that really matter in their own lives simply go through their head. It just doesn't stay there, doesn't get retained there. And I think that's part of the conditioning process that Bertrand Russell and Aldous Huxley talked about. I think it's been very, very successful. Scientific indoctrination works very well. The media is all involved because that's what they're about. The media, remember, survives on advertising. It's not the stories they want to get out, it's the advertising. So they understand what makes you tick. It's essential. Back with more after these messages.
Heart Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you?
Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix. Just before I continue, I'll mention that the satellite went down in my house here last Wednesday, right after I mentioned the company, ExploreNet, the provider. And I wasn't too happy with their service, and bingo, bang, down it went. And therefore, it took the whole weekend on a temporary Wi-Fi system to upload this stuff about two or three times the speed of dial-up. That's why the website's back up to scratch. The repairman for the satellite system just left the house about 10 minutes ago. And my wallet's an awful lot lighter since the visit, believe you me. So this costs a lot of money. It costs money to keep just going because it's one thing literally after another. Monday to Monday. There's no weeks here for me. There's no weekends off ever for this. So I appreciate your help. And it's always the same people, who donate. And I know for a fact, if I started to put out the mystifying stuff that intrigues them, because they love entertainment, they'd be throwing the money at you and telling you, telling them what you want to hear to titillate your senses into a land in a world where it doesn't matter what you think you learn, it won't change anything right here. Not a darn thing, except to make it easier for the controllers to control you, because they love it when you're off in some la-la land, looking into metaphysics, because you're not involved in this land, this world, love this. Who do you think promoted all the New Age stuff in the first place? And why? Why? Look at the old books by the masters of this system. The guys who helped design the present day that you're living in today. The Bertrand Russells of the world. The Huxleys of the world. The Wellesleys of the world. Because they knew exactly where they were taking the world, and they kept saying they'd have to destroy the last vestiges of existing religion. But they also knew it was extremely helpful for rulers to have people believing in a particular religion, so they would create one. And in the 1950s, in the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry's own magazine, which was called The New Age, that was the name of it, put out by the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry, the Rite of so-called Perfection, just like the Albigensi. They said they would bring in a New Age. And I've mentioned before that Gorbachev, who was brought over from the Soviet Union as the president of the Soviet Union, to be a nice green man for the world, because don't forget, the Green Party was set up in the Soviet Union by Madeleine Albright's grandpappy, a great pal of Stalin, to be the new religion, political system of the planet. Because they knew they'd have to create a religion that would go along with what they wanted to give us as socialism, a system where an elite lived like no other elites in history have ever lived, on the backs of all the minions beneath them. That's what socialism is. With a massive bureaucracy of well-paid fat cats and sellouts who will do anything they're told to retain their positions. Massive bureaucracies worldwide. And for the masses, there'd be a religion that would couple, like Gorbachev said, a form of earth worship, where, as jumping back to Huxley said, that man would have to be dethroned from his special position as a special type of life form, and you're down amongst the animals. And what do you do when there's too many animals? What does the Ministry of Natural Resources do? They kill off the excess. Well, that's what socialism today is, coupled with the greening agenda. And where does the New Age come into it? Everywhere. It's in it everywhere, because people need religion, you see. And when you take one away, it just pops up in another form. Therefore, the master is new to give us the one, to design one for us, which has been very heavily promoted since especially the 1960s onwards, until it's now parts, it's the authorized world religion, the New Age, the greening of the planet, coupled with the idea that the world's coming to an end if we don't obey the new gods of science. You see, the scientists are the new gods. And they're all rip-off merchants too. They exist on grants. That's how they live their entire lives, is on grants. If they're wrong in their theories and so on, they'd have to disband all of those groups, especially the United Nations, that live off the backs of us, maintaining this hype about global warming. Well, that's all coupled with this big gimmick that we're living through, as they change society from one form of living to another. And under the guise of the greening agenda, it's a totalitarian, worldwide system called governance. Governance, not government. Because it's a new type of ruling the people. It's where panels of experts and scientists, etc., that are unelected, will simply tell the politicians what to do. And that's happening. They're all appointed to every board, every parliament, every congress across the planet, these unelected scientists with NGOs to back them, non-governmental organizations. That's a new system. And governments have had the same problems all down through the millennia, whether it was kings or queens or tyrants or whatever. It's how to get the people to work for free their entire lives, and how to stop rebellions and how to make the people slave for free and be happy with that. Now, Huxley was a guy himself who said that the people, if they use pharmacology on the public, coupled with psychology, that's propaganda via the marketers who understand the advertising, who understand the media. In fact, they are the media today. Everything out there in the media has a political agenda. They call it raising public awareness. When you hear that term, you're being told that this is the mandate and that you're going to parrot that one day. Whatever the mantra happens to be, it's going to become part of your conversation and you will accept this mandate because your consciousness has been raised. I call it erasing, because if you'd think for yourself, you'd realize it's all a con. When they go out about and tell you they're raising public consciousness, they don't give you a choice, do they? To give a choice to people, you have to give them the whole story with all of the facts on any particular topic and let the person decide for themselves. We have a mountain of one-sidedness today. A mountain. No other opposing mountains, just one megalithic mountain. It's giving us all the spiel that comes across the mainstream media that parrots all back to us until we were all parroting as well. This is the techniques, they call it, the techniques of indoctrination, which are used perfectly today, perfectly, by mainstream media. And it's been that way for an awful long time, coupled with the fact that every new raising of public awareness starts with the school children. That's called indoctrination in idealism, for those who don't know that. When governments are indoctrinating children into a form of idealism, that is not what you normally take for granted as being given an education. That's being given an indoctrination. When you bring politics and agendas into the classroom, you are no different than any totalitarian society in history. No matter how you try and justify it, no matter what nice phrases you use, like it's for the common good and the welfare of all, etc., evil is always dressed up as a beautiful thing. Because most folk, 80% of them, believe the front facade of the cake. As soon as they see it, they can't get any further, unfortunately. And when Bertrand Russell said in the 1950s, we shall have to bring Madison Avenue on board because they understand the techniques, the Bernays techniques of making you do things you wouldn't normally do, or making you want things you normally wouldn't even buy. Advertising is a faith system, a faith-based system. That's what they sell you, is hope. Hope. Everybody goes up through the same milestones in life. At certain ages, you hit the certain milestone, and you worry about this, you worry about that, and there's the marketers ready to hit you and clean you out by selling you hope. And for every fear they can drum up, they'll sell you a bunch of hope to go with it. And it never fails. Today, it's the whole greening agenda. And everybody in the media is on board with it. We're going to save the planet, but it's going to cost you. We're going to make it sure it goes green and stays green. We've got to stop global warming. We've got to stop terrorism. But you've all got to give up all of your rights in the process to do so. It's the mantra. Government is taking us, as I say, where government has always wanted us to go. That's why Orwell mentioned it in Animal Farm, where the humans say to the pigs, we've been trying to get the animals to work forever for free. You've done it successfully. Congratulations. Back with more after these messages.
Yeah.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Hi, folks. I am Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix. As I say, there's very few programs out there that doesn't have a spin or some other object to take you to. I'm not taking you into a religion. I'm not fronting, as I say, for a non-governmental organization. And believe you me, there's lots of sites out there, websites, well-funded websites, where if you simply look at what they're doing and what they're complaining about, often using the same kind of topics that I bring up, their goal is socialism. So regardless of it, they're all on the same path of globalism and socialism. And it can be very deceptive for people who don't know what they're getting into when they look up all of these different websites. Just look at where it would take you, that's all you have to look at, and look into who funds them and who their contacts are and their fellow NGOs and all the rest of it. It will tell you all you need to know. As far as I'm concerned, you can't trust any of the big religious guys out there, because it's been well publicized in all major media and exposés since the Bush regime got out that they brought them all on board. Their top pastors and ministers were all on board with the war agenda. And their job was to bring their flocks along. That's why it's so beautiful. Remember reading a lot about communism and how they loved existing organizations with lots of followers, because all they had to do was put someone in as a helper who'd work their way to the top And now you're in control of thousands, maybe even millions of people. Because, you see, followers are that. They're exactly that. They're followers. And they used the big religions massively, trying to convince the public and their followers that this is God's will. All these ongoing wars, etc., are as God's will. I've seen Christian, supposedly Christian sites, where people are talking about going to war for Jesus. Can you believe it? You wonder why outside of the U.S. the people are scratching their heads when they hear that kind of stuff. How on earth can people be so brainwashed by politics and leaders that they bypass supposedly their only leader and ignore what their only leader ever had to say? It's astonishing. And it works. On the weekend, I watched a disc. It was called Control Room. And it went through the, I hate to even call it the war in Iraq, because to me it wasn't a war. If it was a war, it was awfully one-sided. And it was done from inside the control rooms of Al Jazeera. And you saw them speaking with the PR man for the U.S. government and all the rest of it, the military guy, and how they explained propaganda and how it works on both sides, etc., etc. But you see, the first thing that struck me was the way it was presented to the Iraqis to just for Saddam to accept that. Now, if you're a bunch of, supposing you went into some, because folk recognize movies today, they can't think, because they don't read history books, so they can't think about history except what comes from movies. So let's liken this to ancient Rome. Have you ever seen people going in to bring a democracy into a people and telling them they're going to get bombed all to hell if they don't give up the guy who's dominating them? It's like saying, we're going to slaughter all the Romans if Caesar doesn't run away. And yet that's exactly what Rumsfeld and Bush did. Now remember, Rumsfeld and Cheney and so on were students of Leo Strauss, who actually was a Nazi Jewish guy. Lots of them came over before the 40s who believed in eugenics, and they truly believed. I've got a whole bunch of the names of the people who were involved in eugenics, who simply left Nazi Germany when they realized that they were also on the list. They didn't expect to be on the list, these guys. And Strauss came to the States and taught at MIT. And he taught guys like Rumsfeld and Cheney into basically Nazi type. So remember, Nazism is socialism doctrines. And Strauss believed that things were very clear cut, black and white. He loved Gunsmoke. He loved to watch Gunsmoke because it was, here's a bad guy with a black hat and here's a good guy who wears a white hat. It was that simple to him, you see. And when you get back to what happened in Iraq, this new American century group that they're all members of, with Straussman at the top as the big guru, they literally said, and they broadcast this on the air. You'll see a broadcast in that movie, Control Room. Saddam's got 2 days to get out of town, right out of the Westerns, right out of the Westerns. And so here's a people supposedly dominated by a guy who will slaughter them if they don't obey. So they're going to free these people and bring them democracy by telling the guy who's dominating them to get out of town. If he doesn't, they'll slaughter the people. What ridiculous. There's no logic involved in this at all. Then I transposed it. The idea hit me. I said, now look what's happened since 2001, this very fortunate event with 9/11 and the towers, because they could never have kicked off this totalitarian phase of the agenda without it. Couldn't have been done. And by gods, have we really gone along with it as we get entertained to death. Back with more about this after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Today's flu readiness report is brought to you by Nutrients 21, makers of Ultra Immunity, the world's best natural immune supplement. Today we are discussing mega dosing, a practice where one ingests a large amount of a vitamin or concentrated nutrient to achieve a specific result, also known as orthomolecular therapy, a term coined by Linus Pauling. This highly controversial practice is not recommended by mainstream medical authorities. However, a number of doctors and scientists have researched and established procedures that achieve wonderful results more often than not. In the case of pandemic flu, mega dosing procedures for vitamin C and D should be considered. Vitamin C and D are safe in very large amounts. There is plenty of evidence they have a profound positive effect on your natural immunity. This flu readiness update has been brought to you by UltraImmunity.com. Ultra Immunity is a supplement you can safely use with mega dosing protocols. For full details on the survival supplement, visit UltraImmunity.com. That's UltraImmunity.com. UltraImmunity.com today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
This is Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix. Just explaining, after watching the control room video, to do with how it was in the Al Jazeera headquarters during the Iraqi invasion of Iraq, you should say, how things really went. And what was interesting too was, when they talked to some of the American troops who were captured, these young guys, of course, they're all gung-ho to go off and play soldier. And that's what they are, because young guys don't mature till much later in life. One minute they're chasing around trees and going bang, bang, you're dead. The next minute they're dressing up just like the video games and just like their heroes in the movies, the tough guys, with real weaponry. And that's as far as they think. They don't think beyond that. So they ask these POWs, why are ye here? Why are you over here killing us? And one guy said, well, I was told to come. I thought, what a great excuse, you know. I was told to come here. It kind of made me think of the bulk of the population in all countries that put up and go along with everything that's done to them by governments. We just tell you to go and go, and you go. And why were you here? I was told to come here. Another one who'd learned his lines well through the very fast indoctrination they get, he said he was there to spread democracy. And that's what the guy said to him. You're killing people. So the option for democracy is we'll kill you unless you accept democracy. And I thought about it too, that this young soldier obviously hasn't a clue about democracy, because he would have asked a simple question, do we have that back home? And the answer would obviously be no. So a form of indoctrinated madness, and that is what you have in brainwashing, works very well, incredibly well. That's what you'll hear coming out of brainwashed people in controlled situations, is they're downloading. They'll answer you according to what they've been downloaded with, and they haven't thought beyond that download, believe you me. And to all the other ears around them, it will sound weird, their answers and their excuses. But to themselves, because of their indoctrination, it sounds correct. We've heard this before, the same kind of stuff, at the Nuremberg trials. I was just doing my duty. I was just following orders. And, you know, even Martin Luther King said something, a few things actually that were poignant, but he said, no one should obey an unlawful order. And no one should obey laws that were unjust. Unjust. As we go deeper and deeper into this very well planned worldwide socialist agenda that's been worked out for a long, long time by the Fabians and all the other foundations that work with them. The parallel government, as it's called by those inside of it, sometimes openly. As we go deeper and deeper into it, a strange thing happens. People, those who are more easily conditioned by propaganda, will immediately succumb to the propaganda. They'll start parting global warming without even checking a thing out for themselves. They'll start spying on each other, or if their neighbor's watering the grass, because they're saying in America and Canada, where it's poured all summer long, do you know there's people in Africa who don't have enough water? And you're supposed to cut back watering your lawns in Canada, where it's rained all of June and July for the second year in a row. See, what I'm saying is logic doesn't work, doesn't come into the equation of brainwashing. Doesn't need to come in. People were literally, that's why they could write thousands of years ago when they wrote Revelation in the Bible. And believe you me, it was the Gnostics that wrote that part. In typical Gnostic language. When they talked about how people would turn on each other. Why was that? And even children would turn on their parents. Why was that? It's because it's been done before in ancient times. These techniques were known in ancient times. The world's a very, very old place, you know. And kings and tyrants have been around for an awful, awful long time. And when one tyrant goes down, there's a whole staff of bureaucrats and advisors move to some other tyrant and give him the inside scoop on how to dominate the public even better. These are old sciences, old sciences, because they understood and understand today how the general public think. Terrible, isn't it? Most folk don't know they're brainwashed. That's the beauty of it. The ones who are brainwashed don't know they are brainwashed. There's ads on Canadian television now from greenies, paid for by the government now, who come on and tell you, as they stand next to a lake, that the world is running short of water. And with the massive increases in population expected by 2050, there's going to be massive problems. And you look at these young people that have come straight through school into college, parting this, and all that's missing is a swastika on the back, on the armband. That's all that's missing. Or the hammer and sickle, because you see, they've already had the ideological indoctrination, and it works. It works perfectly well. And one day perhaps, after they've slaughtered enough people on the planet to satisfy the bloodlust at the top of those who pretend to care as they want to kill us off, and admit they want to kill us off, perhaps one day there'll be other trials, and these are the people who are not ads today. Well, I was only doing my job. I was only doing my job. How many surgeons out there, paid for by the United Nations and all the NGOs under their umbrella group, under family planning, how many of them could stand up one day in court and say, well, I was only doing my job, as it sterilized thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people? The sad part of it is it doesn't seem to matter what time of history. There's always plenty of them will go up there for the job. There's no end of people who'll do anything for a paycheck if it's authorized. I've talked about these experiments before and I've proven it in the States. It's on my website, the links to the videos on the guys who tested out the electric voltage shocks on supposedly volunteers to find out that those who will administer the shocks will give them lethal doses if it was real, as long as someone in authority tells them to do it. Takes the can, you see. They'll do anything. Someone asked me years ago, aren't you scared of ghosts, Alan? I says, I'm more scared of the living. Ghosts never hurt anybody. It's the living you got to be scared of. And by that, I mean people that seem to be, classified as normal, decent people. What does that mean? They follow the present cultural norms. They'll offer you a second cup of coffee. They'll ask you if you're okay. These are the same people who could be turned so quickly into ratting on each other like they're doing in Britain and elsewhere, because they're brainwashed and they cannot think for themselves. They can't think through any particular problem or topic. And they will never check up on any topic for themselves. They're quite content with the media and political opinion. That's the scary part of the world. And the only hope there is, the only hope, to be honest with you, is within the US itself. That's why I think it's going to get hammered more than any other country. They still have a memory at least, of having rights. The rest of the world really doesn't have that. But in the US, people are less complacent. They'll complain about things if things are wrong. Right down to service, right out down to what they buy in stores, they're not afraid to get in the face of someone and demand that they get a decent product or whatever it is. In places like Canada, people stand in lines like cattle and never complain about anything. The only time in Canada folk complained en masse is when the pensioners found out that when they were declassifying their TV through cable, they would lose their cheap systems, that had a benefited system because they were elderly. That was the only time in Canada that I remember there was massive emails, letters, phone calls going into Ottawa, the parliament, on a one-time basis. Nothing's ever happened since. I think they could do anything to Canadians, and they just grin and bear it. It's almost like they've got more of a colonial indoctrination of the British system than the British people themselves. And they just accept it. Because they tried out, you see, the system of socialism with little variations across the British Empire, little variations to see what works the best and the easiest. And Canada has been used as one of their main tools and examples for an awful long time. And after getting on with Bush and his crew, don't think there's a difference between Obama. Obama is just the one who takes over and carries on the same agenda and notches it up a little bit, pushes the envelope. That's his job. This agenda is only one agenda. There can only be one. That's what they say in all their sci-fi movies. There can be only one. There's only one agenda. It was decided an awful long time ago. And as Professor Carl Quigley said, doesn't matter who you vote for, the top boys all belong to the Council on Foreign Relations. Doesn't matter, you see. Guaranteed, that's why they're pre-selected, the characters that they put up for you to vote for. It is no different than the Politburo system of the ex-Soviet Union. Who do you want to vote for, Politburo member? 1, 2, 3, or 4? Here you have World Socialist, 1, 2, 3, 4, how many? It's the same thing. It's one world agenda. And it's not going to be a nice, happy place where it's crossing hands across the sea and we shake them and all accept each other. That's got nothing to do with it. It's a dominated system, dominated by a few, designed a long time ago, and the whole world is to be standardized. No favorite countries. No favorite countries. And any president or prime minister, since the signed agreements in California to do with the United Nations in about 46 or so, no one has stood up for the people. Because they all knew what was signed back then. They're all briefed on all the treaties that have been signed through the UN. And the UN was set up to become a front for global governments. You see? It's amazing how they can trot out the flags and the symbols of the tribe during election time to make you feel like you've got a leader of your tribe. And once it's done and they're in, they're off signing agreements for the integration of the Americas and throwing money across the planet to other countries, etc. It's astonishing. And it works so well, so easy, isn't it? The tribal emblems. When the tribes were sold out at the end of World War II under the treaties of the United Nations, any country that backs out of it is called a rogue state by the UN. Every prime minister and every president since then knows this. They know this. I'll be back with more. Other scholars. But as I say, that's how it works. It's tribal emblems. And the only other time they trot emblems out is when they want you to go off to war. When they tell you that your freedom is being threatened by somebody you'll never see. Now, I'll take some callers now, and there's Sean from Utah. Are you there, Sean? Hello?
Hi, Alan.
Yes.
Hi, I just wanted to call in and put a plug for you. I don't donate as much as I should, but I do donate when I can, and I just want to encourage everybody to donate, and that's all I have to say.
Now, I appreciate that. I appreciate that, because it's the same people, as I say, that do it over and over again. The same people. But again, that's symptomatic of the world we live in today, where 90% will take and take and take, and they wonder why everything they have eventually is taken from them when the big boys come down. And they will come down. And there's Dan from L.A. Are you there, Dan?
Can you hear me? I'm here,
yes.
Alan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to make this a little bit personal. I've been listening to you for a while now, and I've read Morals and Dogma by Albert Pike, and about 6 months ago, my sister told me that my grandfather was a 32nd degree Mason, and I went to my mother's 80th birthday party, and I asked her directly if she was Eastern Star, and she said yes, as if she was in the Girl Scouts or something, and I just, my jaw, I couldn't believe it. I still can't. I'm still in total shock mm-hmm. that I'm of this system, not on the outside, not the UN or anything like that, but this close. So I guess, and I've always, you know, I don't like them. I don't like what they do. They kill. That's what they do. My yeah. mother and father were always for every war. It didn't matter what war. They were always for the war, just perpetual. So I guess my question is do you know how somebody who was raised Masonic could be deprogrammed? Is there like a process? You know, it's so involved what they do, the yeah. rituals.
Mm-hmm.
How do I get out of this?
Well, hold on, and I'll maybe go into that when I come back from this break.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Plastic Surgery Center, can I help you?
Hi, I need to cancel my appointment.
And what were you having done?
I was having 8 spots on my face lightened.
Okay, can I ask why you're canceling?
Honestly? Well, I found this great product that really works. My face looks amazing.
Can I ask what product you're using so I can let the doctor know?
Before you spend tons of money and recovery time to have age spots, liver spots, dull or uneven skin tone corrected, you should try Night Skin. It's risk-free. Night Skin is a proven anti-aging cream that was developed by Dr. Arthur Perry. It fades age spots on your face, neck, even the back of your hands, and the results are nothing short of amazing. Call now for your risk-free Night Skin. The number is 1-800-362-5848. Don't wait. This is a limited-time offer, so pick up the phone and call. 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay, call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, I'm Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix. And just to answer the caller there, I can only suggest you do what I do, and I can only use myself as an example. I don't mix with any relatives at all that are totally under the brainwashing program. You have to cut yourself off. It's worse, actually, on a lot of the women who are brought up, young girls who are brought up in that system, because especially guys, but when it's in Rosicrucianism, something like that, because they actually use the masters to give them indoctrination courses at a very early age. If you're the grandson, third generation in Freemasonry, you've had more work done on you than a second generation. Third generation definitely gets a lot more work because they can go up higher in the degrees much faster at a younger age. That's allowed third generation. That's third generation where dad's a Mason and mum's an Eastern Star. Three generations in a row. So I wouldn't worry about it. But personally, I don't think I have to mix with relatives who are stuck in this totalitarian agenda and gung-ho for wars, etc. Because what's been used on the public now across the world, I was thinking about watching that control room. When they gave an ultimatum to a people, supposedly, or a leader of the people, started bombing the blazes out of the people, you understand that the lives of the people were irrelevant to the mission. Irrelevant. Just they were in the way. It doesn't matter. I mean, as a guy said at the end of the movie, I think the editor for Al Jazeera, he says, "War, at the end of war, people have a short memory, and the victors never have to validate after they've been victorious what they were doing there to the public. It doesn't work that way." But that's true. Most of the public have already forgotten it. But I thought you just turn that technique on what they have with the world agenda that I've discussed for years. And when they say they want to depopulate and they want to sterilize from the Optimum Population Trust and Prince Charles, who's been advised with them, and all these top leaders and prime ministers and so on, you better believe that they're using, they mean what they say. Just like they said, we're going to bomb the hell out of Iraq. They mean it. They mean it when they say they're going to turn every country upside down into a base, socialized, communistic system for the masses, with so-called healthcare and everything else. They mean it, and depopulate, and give priority to abortions, vasectomies, and tubal ligations. They mean it. When they say they've got to bring you down, there's too many folk living too long, they mean it. And your food and your water through the inoculation, they mean it. It's not until you've been through a war you understand that. The same governments that go off to slaughter and see minions beneath them, beneath the aircraft that they drop the bombs on, see us the same way. They mean it. And we allow it. Now, there's Joshua from New York. Are you there, Joshua?
Thank you for taking my call. Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, can, yeah.
It's been a couple of years since I've seen the movie Control Room, but there was one part, and I think you were just kind of touching on it there, that I found to be the best example of us, the Americans, spreading democracy, and that was when the American warplane was directly overhead that brave cameraman who lost his life, and you saw the plane nose down directly over the building that the guy was filming off of. I think that's the best example of us spreading democracy.
That's right, and as they said themselves, that was the headquarters of the newscasters was deliberately targeted by Rumsfeld.
Well, yeah. Alan,
thanks for calling. Well, from Hamish myself in Ontario, Canada, after an awfully busy last few days, it's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.
With recent